Thank you and good morning. A 7-month-old baby boy who was taken from his grandmother's home in Guerneville by his biological mother on Sunday morning is now in protective custody after he and the mother, 35-year-old Hannah Ashley, were found walking alongside a roadway in Downeyville yesterday. The Associated Press reports that a grocery store clerk in Downeyville, a small town north of Lake Tahoe and close to the California-Nevada border in Sierra County, recognized Ashley from the Amber Alert photos, and after she left the store, followed her and then flagged down a CHP officer. That officer later spotted Ashley walking alongside the highway with a duffel bag over her shoulder, and after the officer made contact, he heard the baby, his name is Henry Massey, crying from inside. Ashley was arrested following a brief struggle and booked into Sierra County Jail, and the boy was taken into protective custody to be returned to his grandmother. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of fire coming from a house in the 2200 block of Union Street at just before 2 o'clock this morning. When fire crews reached the scene, they found heavy flames coming from the front of the single-story residence, and ventilation, suppression, and search efforts were begun. It took about 10 minutes for firefighters to knock the fire down and then begin a search of the building for any occupants. No one was located inside, and it appears the residence was uninhabited. The cause of the fire has been deemed suspicious, and further investigation into the cause of the blaze will happen later today. The still photo shows him wearing a red ski hat, a yellow poncho, and wearing black-rimmed glasses as he stands at the teller window in the Umpqua Bank in McKinleyville on Monday afternoon. That man is the subject of a bank robbery investigation by the sheriff's office and the FBI after he handed the teller a note and a small black bag and demanded money. No weapons were displayed, and the teller put an undisclosed amount of money in the bag, and the suspect fled the scene on foot. Deputies arrived on scene, and a canine unit searched the area and field behind the McKinleyville Shopping Center Safeway, but the suspect managed to elude pursuit and remains at large. He's a white male adult, 5'10", 175 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, who may be associated with a white van. The Sheriff's Office Garberville Station has released an updated Most Wanted poster that features 6 men wanted for a variety of offenses and outstanding felony warrants. Marcus Asbury is wanted for unlawful sex with a minor, while Aaron Arlotta is wanted for domestic violence. Zach Brown is wanted for battery, and Thomas Owens, Daniel Nolan, and Brian Wilson for felony warrants. You can view the poster at the Sheriff's website. Yesterday, the Board of Supervisors approved a memorandum of agreement between the county and the Karuk tribe for ongoing projects to expand broadband connectivity for tribal members, and that work was done along Ishipishi Road. That roadway will be the focus of repair work next week that will result in a temporary closure. County work crews will be on site to repair a culvert, and that will close down Ishipishi Road next Thursday and Friday during business hours. Motorists should be prepared to use an alternate route. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When Humboldt County voters make their final decisions for the upcoming election, they will have a long list of local, county, and state initiatives and measures to consider. Today, we'll take a look at State Propositions 57, 58, and 59. Prop 57 is being pushed by Governor Jerry Brown as a way to reduce the state prison population to meet federal demands, and it would allow for prisoners who have been convicted for nonviolent felonies and who have served their sentences for their primary offenses to be released early. It would amend the manner in which prisoners are awarded time off for good behavior and adopt new regulations for parolees. It would also turn the decision on whether or not to prosecute children 14 and older as adults over to judges and take it away from prosecutors. Prop 58 deals with bilingual education in the state and would allow for greater local control in how students who are learning English as a second language are taught. Prop 58 would maintain requirements that students become proficient in English, but would no longer require English-only instruction in the classroom, and instead allow schools to tailor language programs to specific student needs. Proposition 59 is aimed at a federal Supreme Court ruling, Citizens United, and if passed, would authorize state legislators to work to have that decision overturned through a constitutional amendment. The measure would also allow legislators to clarify in any amendment that corporations and unions are not people and don't deserve protection under the First Amendment when it comes to campaign spending. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News.